From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. Joining me is John Craigie, who has just released a brand new record called Asterisk the Universe, out on 30 Tigers. JohnCraigieMusic.com is the website, and I think he's joining me from somewhere in California right now. John Craigie, hello. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Yeah, trying to stay busy.
All things being what they are, right?
Yes.
Where were you when all of this hit? What were you in the middle of doing, preparing for a brand new album release, I'd imagine?
Yeah, good question. I mean, technically, I was on a small tour where I was going to be opening for Hayes Carl and Anders Osborne. Aww. Very excited about. We were one show in, and what was weird about it is that I had just come back from an amazing run in California doing Petaluma, Nevada City, and Santa Cruz. They were all sold out shows. It was with the band from the album. And, you know, the COVID was in the news, but it just hadn't affect, like, you know, people were still living their life as normal. And mm-hmm. Everyone was just kind of like, ooh. Got in my car, drove up to Oregon, had like maybe a day or two, and things started to get a little weird. And there were murmurs of you know, things getting restricted. I went up to Tacoma, Washington, and that, I remember being backstage that night. And Tom Hanks Has It news hit, and then about an hour later, all this stuff kept coming in, and NBA canceled, yeah. And then it was sort of seen. Then I remember there was something like, looks like there's going to be restrictions on like 250 or less crowds. And then the next morning they canceled that whole tour, and then I went. Luckily, I guess all things considered, luckily I was close to home.
Yeah.
So,
home is where for you right now?
Portland, Oregon.
Still Portland. Yeah.
Yeah. So, So I just drove home, and that was that.
And you've been there since?
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than a trip to see family right now.
Yeah.
When you were last here, I think it was 2017. We were over in our old space. We hadn't moved to the new building yet. You had just released No Rain, No Rose. So this was even before Scarecrow. You've been here, you've been through the area a couple of times since, did a show with Ashland Folk Collective, which was great. You are up to now 7 full-length records.
Yeah.
That's quite an output. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Tell me what is behind the name of this new one called Asterisk the Universe.
It's actually the title of my college thesis, which was, I have a math degree from UC Santa Cruz, and I've joked about it on stage, but it's true that it was very sort of a new agey approach to math at that time for me. And my thesis was on infinity. And I remember the math program was pretty laid back. You did have to do a graduate thesis, but they didn't really look at it as something gigantic. And I think I was young and ambitious, and so I took it a little more serious. I remember when it was about time to turn it in, I showed my professor that I had titled it. And he said, oh, this isn't a book. You don't have to title it. So... That title got scrapped and just like sat there, and I always wanted to use it. And when I was writing one of the songs for the record, that line kind of, a version of that line popped into it. It's a reference to our concept of infinity and how we accept it in infinity, but we can't really picture it, you know, but we acknowledge its existence. And I think that's true for a lot of things in life, so.
Over the years and over your output, you have done a remarkable job of embracing giant concepts in small bits, you know, 3.5-4 minute songs. And yet these are things that are sometimes unexplainable or, you know, just hard to answer. Has that always been an interest of yours, of trying to wrap your head around really big picture issues?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I was a kid, those were my favorite songs. You know, I was always a lyric guy, and I think I was always a little disappointed when a song had a great melody and a great groove, and then it was just like love, 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 and flowers and love. You know, like I was like, yeah, you know, I think I just felt that was very done, you know, overdone. So I was always drawn to the really sort of unique songs and the story songs. You know, as a kid, I remember growing up in the '90s. Yeah, I really enjoyed those kind of bands. And then when I discovered, I mean, I remember like when I was a kid, yeah, there would be like these grunge bands. I was really into like Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And a lot of times the songs were just sort of about nothing or about like rock and roll itself or, you know, but whenever there was like a song with a story behind it, I was very intrigued. Hmm. If you remember, there was that like song Jeremy by Pearl Jam. Yeah, remember that? I just always remember like being like, yeah, that's what music's all about. And then later in my late teens, I discovered like the 60s folk thing with Dylan and Joan Baez and Pete Seeger and all those guys. And, you know, where like almost every song was like that. And so I started getting more into folk music because that, you know, Arlo Guthrie type stuff, it was all stories. And I think it just made more sense to me. And whenever I sat down to write a song, there was that part of me that wanted to kind of do that service, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you do it well.
Thank you so much.
You've worked up some solo acoustic guitar versions of songs from this new record to share with us. Asterisk mm-hmm. The Universe is the album, out on 30 Tigers Records. JohnCraigieMusic.com is the website. What do you want to play first?
Let's see. Maybe start with Part Wolf, since I know that was their first single.
Fantastic. This is John Craigie on JPR Live Sessions.
Sweet mama was a Los Angelina. Sweet daddy told me all about my weakness. How deep it would go. Oh, you ask me if I have any regrets. Mm-hmm. What kind of life you living, having no regrets? You tell your story, but it ain't got no climax. You best get back in the rain. And learn how to bleed all, cause it's part wolf, it's part island, and it's part coat, it's part violence. I got my head inches from me wherever I go. Oh, it's part love, it's part demon, and it's part roots, it's part leaving. You don't know the hell of having your hair been so close. Oh, 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 oh. I got that American meanness. Sweet mama was a Los Angelina. Sweet daddy told me all about my weakness. How deep it would go. Oh, oh, oh. This is a year that we'll be kicking his ass out. Maybe you've been sleeping, maybe you've been passed out. I'm here to shake you, here to wake your ass up now. You didn't suffer so long. Oh, just to keep on suffering on, yeah. And it's part wolf, it's part island, and it's part cold, it's part violence. You give me your aim, I do my best not to let it go. Whoa, and it's part love, and it's part demon, and it's part roots, it's part leaving. You don't know the hell of having your hair been so close. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. I got that American meanness, I got that American meanness, I got that American meanness, I got that American meanness,
Part Wolf is the name of that one. John Craigie is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That is a solo acoustic version of a song from the brand new record called Asterisk the Universe, out on 30 Tigers. The album is by no means a solo acoustic effort. There are lots of kind of funky new things going on. There's some soul organ going on, electric guitar. Tell me about the personnel that you assembled to create the record.
Yeah, I was really lucky with the team. I initially was going to record it up in Portland, but I befriended a trio called Rainbow Girls down from California, and really wanted them involved in the project. And we just started naming kind of the dream band, like I had done with No Rain, No Rose, and it just seemed like a lot of musicians from California, the bass player and drummer from the Marty O'Reilly Old Soul Orchestra, Jamie Coffis from Coffis Brothers, Lorenzo from Honey Drops. And so it seemed to make sense to do it down there. And the Rainbow Girls were kind enough to let us use their home, which is sort of like a cabin out there in Bodega. Mm. And once it started happening, then more people started swinging by and popping in. And so it was really nice.
Yeah, it's got to be fun to make a record that way.
Yeah.
I think I saw in the video, I saw Nico, I think, from Shook Twins.
Yeah, I brought Nico down with me. Gotta have Nico, yeah.
So who was connected to the old Herb Alpert Whipped Cream and Other Delights record cover? This is a reference to the cover art on
yes,
your new record.
Definitely. You know, I was, what I wanted to do, it's called Cheesecake is the name of that style of record, which is like in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I assume if it was like an easy listening or like 100 strings or something like that, cheesy record. I think what they probably were doing was like, knowing that it was very boring, they would try to get like an attractive woman or like a model on the front sitting by the fire. So I wanted to do something like that to throw back to that era. And we kind of assembled, I just remember Googling like Cheesecake and, we just assembled a folder full of all of those. Me and Matt Goff, who helped me design, and Bradley Cox, who was the photographer. And so we just went through all of them, and we liked the sort of Herb Alpert type font. And then I didn't want to go that extreme or that like campy with the sort of like.
Yeah. Yours so is classier than the original.
Yeah, we analyzed a bunch of other different like jazz albums that had that. But yeah, that initially came from sort of something I wanted to do. Hmm.
Are you putting this out on vinyl, by the way? Will there be a big version that you can get of that album cover?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
Cool. Yeah. You released a couple of songs from the album ahead of time, some singles, and they were released digitally with digital B-sides that were covers that didn't end up on the record. Why not? Why not include them?
Well, I think the question more is why include them in the B-sides in the first place, you know? The album was done, and we already knew what we wanted for the running order. Singles to me, I think it's nice, but it's also a little silly sometimes. I feel like your album's done, you know, just put it out. But on the other hand, you know, it's nice to sort of ease people into what you're doing. And sort of, it's a little overwhelming sometimes just to be like, to dump a whole album on your fans. But if you can kind of say, you know, this time we've been doing it once a month. So it's like, here's a song, kind of get people excited for it.
Yeah.
So, but I always just still feel pretty, I think I always feel like after the album comes out, then those singles that sit on Spotify are kind of worthless. So I wanted to make them have more meaning and be more special. And also, I think sometimes too, for me, when someone releases a single, there is that part of me that's like, I'll just wait till it's on the full album.
Right.
So we had these leftover songs from the sort of fun parts of the recording session where we just kind of got let loose and played easy songs. And so that's where these came from. You know, we just wanted to include them somehow.
How do you, as a working musician, recording artist, navigate that tricky balance between putting single songs out into the world and putting albums out? I mean, I know you just celebrated a milestone birthday. Congratulations. But you are not that old. you know, you're not necessarily of the generation that was all about full albums. There's a whole new generation that's just all about, you know, that immediacy of one song up on a streaming platform. So how do you balance that, and what role does a complete album and or album sales have for you in your world?
You know, I've always thought of things in terms of album mostly because I write songs you know, I feel like they're stamps of my life. And I just think that's always just where my mind has been at. I think as a kid, I just was really into albums. So I think of it in those terms. I'm very aware that a lot of my fans just will pull songs out of different people. Everyone ingests or consumes music in a different way. But I feel like the album, at least for me, is like that peace of mind of knowing that here's this like bunch of songs from this era of mine, all thematically, you know, ideally, you know, having some sort of cohesive sound. So I put those out and I let people do with it what they will. Sometimes people get, you know, ideally, I think an artist is going to have the listener put it on track one, listen all the way through, you know. We know that's not the case. And it never was the case. Even in the old days, people were moving the needle over to their favorite song. And I think that's great. Whatever works for them. But I think for me as an artist, for my sanity, it means so much to just have them all out in sort of one chunk.
Yeah. Will you share another song with us?
Sure.
Great. John Craigie is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Asterisk the Universe. JohnCraigieMusic.com, the place to go online to learn more. Okay, what's next?
Let's do Don't Ask.
All right. We know this one well. It's John Craigie.
Don't ask me if I'm lonely, baby. You know I'm lonely. If I wasn't lonely, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I'm trying to drink this poison. Canvas back then, but now I'm dripping with paint. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand new. Don't ask if I've been writing, baby. You know I ain't been writing. If I've been writing, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I'm trying to board this train wreck. I used to have a ticket. All the best shit I ever written, honey. It's all been coming from you. Yeah, so don't shut me up. It ain't like it was. I shed some layers. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand new. My bed. Why the hell would I miss my bed? This world, it got a lot of beds, and I don't mind trying them all. Some are full of sadness, saying some ain't got no blankets, but some are like a heaven, a hundred more than I could ever pull. Yes, I've been rambling long, I keep on rolling on.
Don't Ask, the lead single from Asterisk the Universe from John Craigie. It's out on 30 Tigers Records. It's a song we've played quite a bit here on JPR. JohnCraigieMusic.com, the web address. John joins me today on JPR Live Sessions. Thanks for playing. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Yeah. I know in the time since you were last here, a couple of rather large things happened in your world. One of them was a stadium tour with Jack Johnson.
I mean,
you are as much, especially on stage, a storyteller, a comedian, as you are a musician. How do you translate that to an audience that is 300 yards away from you, can't see facial expressions, can probably not even hear vocal nuance? You know, how do you connect? How do you tell those stories?
Well, it's funny. People ask me a lot, you know, was it hard to sing in front of that many people? And the answer, it's complicated. It's actually very easy to sing to 20,000 people, you know, but it's very hard to tell stories to them. Hmm. When you get that many people together, the energy is insane and everyone is so happy and so excited. So just by walking out there, just by strumming a guitar, it's just so easy to please them, you know what I mean? But the nuances are difficult. You know, my storytelling especially is a lot of the new. I'm not like a Dane Cook or a, you know, someone, or like a Robin Williams who's just like, yo, yo, you know, like. So it was challenging. The other thing that's funny is that the people are in such a excited mood that you get more of a woo than you get of a laughter, you know what I mean? When I say that, I mean like, when you have that many people, you can just walk out there and you can just name the town, you know, San Diego, and people will go crazy, you know. At a Craigie show, I could do that. I could walk into Ashland Folk Collecting and be like, Ashland, and they'll, you know, politely, yes, that's where we are, you know. It's just a different reality. So I could be telling a story, and within the story, I may, like, mention a city, which is just part of the story. And by mentioning the city, though, like, you get a roar of applause. Yeah. I might mention another artist, you know, like Grateful Dead or something like that. Huge applause. So I really had to really hone the stories into shorter, punchier, just simpler, and like distinct. But people were very kind. And the thing too is that Jack's bass player gave me good advice. And he, whenever you go to those things, there was a big packed group in the front in the pit. Basically, they were there early because they wanted those front row. And he said, you know, there's your club, you know, and that was about the size of people I sing to normally. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, work with them. The rest of the people will engage or not. He's like, but you know, that's your crowd.
Oh, interesting.
So I would really try to, I could see them, I could see their reactions, and they would be with me with laughter and stuff. So that's where I tried that, but it's hard. You know, mm-hmm. it was hard to, I couldn't do just my normal thing. That was for sure.
Right. Almost like the 200 and 300 level fans might as well be watching you online.
Sure.
You're just playing for that standing room only crowd right in front of the stage. You're
on the Jumbotron. Yeah. It's weird.
You know, you really seem to be a festival guy in terms of the energy you bring to shows and the kinds of places that you play, and everything's down and you've got a new record to promote. So what's your approach? Like, how are you trying to make do in the interim?
Good question. You got any tips?
No.
You know, yeah. You know, for me always, like, I really just like the music to speak for itself. And I really just like having the records out there. It is frustrating and disappointing to not be able to be there with the fans and tell the stories behind these songs. Because some of the songs on this record, I think, really have some fun stories behind them, and I think, you know, people can enjoy them more. Like, I remember when No Rain, No Rose came out, there's a song on there called Michael Collins, and it took me some time going around and telling the story for then people to kind of come around and be like, oh, I really like that song mm-hmm. now. And so, you know, I'll do that whenever the world lets me do that. But otherwise, I'm just happy that it's out there, and I'm happy people, you know, can listen, have time to listen, and I encourage them to reach out if they have any questions. But as far as promotion, yeah, you know, I don't know. This is we'll just do what we can, but mostly just letting everybody know it's out there and there for them to listen to.
Yeah. The collateral damage that happens as a result of touring being shut down, you know, not only musicians and not only venues, but I'm thinking specifically in your case, the money you were generating for food banks on your tour, right? You were raising money. Every city that you went to or every state you went to, there was another organization that you were trying to raise awareness for and generate some revenue for. All of that has now been affected.
I know.
It's going to take a while for everything to get back to normal.
Yeah,
yeah. True. I wish you and everyone else the very best. I'm thrilled that you had time to do this with us today, and I really like the new record. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
John Craigie is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That new record is called Asterisk the Universe. It's out now on 30 Tigers Records. JohnCraigieMusic.com is the website to buy a copy if you want, learn much more about John. What do you want to wrap up with?
Let's close out with Son of a Man.
When I met you, I was tired and drained. First of all, still in my system. I couldn't even hear your name. Didn't need to. I didn't know that you had been with him. And that he was still tripping. Makes sense that he's still tripping. Oh, I be tripping too. It's a drag doing the right. But I'm too old to do the wrong thing. I can't claim ignorance like some son of a man. Complain my song was stuck in your head, so I sing you smooth by Rob Thomas. In Santana, lest do we forget, we will never forget. I wanted you, maybe you wanted me. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe. I got issues with how I'm seen. You wouldn't understand. I suppose there'll be enough. You'll forgive me, it's easily done. I slip through your hands like some son of a man. I would have blown it anyway, or gotten restless when the seasons change. It's a pattern for me these days, my weird love. All back to the beginning. So many goddamn beginnings. Reborn into the wasteland like some son of a man. Oh. Oh.
That one's called Son of a Man. It's John Craigie playing live for us today on JPR Live Sessions. Music from the record called Asterisk the Universe, which just came out in June on 30 Tigers. JohnCraigieMusic.com, the website. John, thanks again. It's nice to chat with you. Good to see you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
We'll have audio from our session today up on the web at ijpr.org later this afternoon. Open air continues after this.